All right, today is Monday. It is April 3rd. It's the Rundown presented to you by Lisa. Mattresses. $75 off. You can click on the link. Doesn't matter if you do it once. Doesn't matter if you do it like 100 times. You save this. So $75 off. Lisa, mattresses. Click on the link. We've been big mattress guys for a long time now.
Was this his voice during the radio? I was about to say.
I'm talking louder.
We have microphones on.
You're good. You don't have to scream.
Yeah.
You just talk normal. You were okay during the radio.
Colby.
You weren't like this?
Was my voice...
I was starting to yell at the crack every time.
Yeah, so I was just talking louder. All right. I won't yell. I don't care. I'm not trying to ham it up. I won't yell. When I go low...
You'd love to ham it up.
When I go high, it cracks. Oh, what the fuck? I guess I'll... LPGA. LPGA. So this is big news. Lexi Harrison, that's her name, right?
Thompson.
Lexi Harris Thompson. It's a golf tournament I never heard of, but it was a women's major. Okay? So she's would have won it, but somebody called in a violation over the phone the day after it happened. It happened on Saturday. They called the violation on Sunday. They said she marked her ball improperly. It's really close. It's hard to see. I guess the ball moves a little bit. She gets assessed. Basically, what turns out to be a four-shot penalty, the penalty for doing it wrong, and then she signed a scorecard that's incorrect, cost her the tournament. And you know it's a big deal when it takes over like social media. Like for a little while, all of a sudden the LPGA is trending, and that's all anyone can talk about. Dan, we'll start with you. What do you have your thoughts on this?
So I actually love that this is like something that golf has. It's one of those weird wrinkles that people can just sit on their couch and narc. But I do think that the narcs should have to put their name out there. They should have to say, this is me. I'm the one who's saying it. I'm the one who called it in. Because I'm convinced that this was obviously a family member of whoever finished second or was going to finish second. Because how many people are watching LPGA games or matches,
and then would further care.
Right, exactly. So you shouldn't be able to have your family start narking on like your competition.
You're the first person. You're the closest take to what I've thought. Now, I think you're a crazy person if you do it. Who's watching it?
But that's kind of like the beauty of golf because you like.
That's exactly my point.
It's like so insane. Golf
loves having this. That's right. Like what golf is. So if you have a problem with it, golf. Change the rule, but you have it there. So if someone does it, then you can't whine like a little baby, like, oh my God, there's someone. That's golf.
Golf breeds the like self-righteous, super serious rule book, old timey. Yeah. If you write the wrong score by accident, if you make a mark on your scorecard that looks different, they'll penalize you the whole fucking thing. So wow. I agree. It breeds it. It breeds exactly what happens.
Penalize.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
I say penalized, but
penalized.
He went full penal.
He went penalized.
Penalized, penalized. I don't.
Penalized.
Penalized.
I go penalized.
You can say it both ways, right?
Yeah, you can do it. Both.
I think it probably says a lot about a man's character. I'm not sure which way, but.
Well, it says about what?
Your character.
I'm just shocked. Anytime you try to call anyone else out on the pronunciation,
but then no, that's an intentional pronunciation.
You're basically the golf people who don't want the
don't know how to pronounce. I screw up names. That was an intentional.
No, you don't.
Penalize. That's how you say penalize.
Yeah, I guess so. I never thought that was a big deal. I'm sure this is one of those. My God! Like you say, online, inline.
Oh, I think those are always big deals.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. Maybe I'm wrong.
People always make a big deal out of them.
I think, frankly, it's a big deal.
Says a lot about a man's character.
I'm not sure what, but I think it does.
Okay.
But I agree with you on the golf thing. I don't think.
I think the real problem is the two strokes for the card.
But that's golf.
But it's not.
That's golf.
No, but it's not. It's not though, because if you're stroking, if it's two strokes for intentionally, blah 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 blah. She did not know it at the time.
No, it does. I don't think it matters. That's intentional.
All right, that's different. What I read was two strokes for intentionally signing
for a wrong scorecard. It just starts golf.
This is the fucking worst.
Fuck golf. I can't.
They love to do this. And then
this is the foreplay boys' fault.
Right.
People like that love the fucking golf nonsense.
Well, the foreplay guys are on the record as being like, this is crazy, this is everything is wrong, but you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you can't suck golf's dick and then complain about it.
I keep saying, let the biggest thing golf could do, and they don't want to, they never will, except for that one tournament, is let the crowd make noise. Until you let the crowd make noise, this is golf.
It's and golf. let the guys walk in each other's lines on putts and shit.
Yeah, like that's diabolical.
But that's like you know it's like staring someone down after like a big shot. Right. That's like I would love it.
The guy they remember Paul Casey was his name, the guy who had like the leg disease and they wouldn't let him like take a cut. That's golf. That's just golf. So it's tough to have it both ways. WrestleMania this weekend, the two big stories, I guess, three. It depends how hardcore we're going to get to wrestling. I think casual, everybody, like my mother's in town, and she's like, oh, The Undertaker retired. Like everybody cares about The Undertaker retiring. And then Gronk was also involved. He went viral.
Is it that Gronk's ever been involved in?
Wait.
It's WrestleMania. Gronkowski's in the ring.
He's setting up.
The Gronk Mojo Rawley thing, I said that to me. Mojo Rawley, he doesn't strike me as the smartest guy of all time, but he's the smartest guy of all time. Him attaching himself to Rob Gronkowski has built a lot. Because he has to know, right? Like, hey, I won the Royal Rumble because Gronk agreed to do this for free because Gronk wants to wrestle. And Vince McMahon's probably laughing. Like, I got this kind of meathead dude who's best friends with maybe the most popular guy. So he gets Gronk in the ring. Brilliantly played by Mojo Rawley. I wonder whether he knows, like, Gronk is why he's in the ring. And then The Undertaker, Nate and I talked about this, Dan, I'm curious. He thinks he's just retired for good. I said it's a bazillion to no chance.
But to clarify, Nate was saying he'll never, like, headline another match. Dave was saying, like, he'll run into the ring and do something. Which
is possible. There's a difference.
I don't think it'll be, like, Dan versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Yeah. I don't think that'll happen again.
No, he's retired in that respect. But, yeah, it's kind of like... Like the Rolling Stones, when they're like, we're retired. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll do another
An encore
tour
of some sort.
Yeah, he'll be in the mix. He just won't, like Kevin said, be, you know.
Did you watch it? Thing.
Yeah, it was on here. We were here.
The outdoor element's awesome,
so,
by the way.
Yeah, the outdoor element.
Outdoor WrestleMania is really cool.
Awesome. The ramp was like a mile long.
Yeah.
It took so it was so comically long how long it took for guys to come down there. Gronk was great. Vince McMahon's got to just be sitting there, like, licking his chops at the thought of Gronk becoming a professional wrestler.
I think he'd do it for free.
Yeah, probably.
I think he'll be a better wrestler than he was a football player. He's one of the best football players of all time.
Ooh, hot take, Kevin. Wow.
He's born for that. Not even that hot of a take. And somebody, yeah. I think maybe even PFT, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't know it was fake.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
legitimately.
Yeah, I agree with that. 100%.
His idiocy, his body, he was made to be a wrestler before a football player.
Yeah. And then the only other thing about WrestleMania is, holy fuck, is that thing long. Went for like 6.5 hours.
I gotta be honest, when we went to WrestleMania, ruined WrestleMania for me.
Oh no, we showed up to WrestleMania and like the first match started and you're just like,
the Gronk.
Why am I here
right
now?
You
just
left.
Yeah,
it was wild.
Yeah, no.
In the middle of the afternoon, Gronk highlights are out there.
They got to figure a way to make it like 4 hours because it just.
Wait, how long is it?
It was like 5.5 hours.
I've left two live events in my life. Blues Traveler at University of Michigan because they weren't playing any of the songs I knew, and I'm like, this is horrible. And WrestleMania.
Blues Traveler, you're just there for the last two. You're there for Hook and Runaround. If you're not going to wait it out, though, why would you bother going?
It was the height. It was back in college. Blues Traveler was huge. I was like, I'm in. And it was so bad. He was just playing his, like, harmonica. And it's like, I don't know any of this. I can't take this anymore. I'm out. And WrestleMania was so boring. I looked around like, I got to go. This is the worst.
It was gone. We spent, like, $300 on tickets. And you just, like, we had
horrible.
A popcorn, and you just, like, I'm out.
it was so bad.
How do we pose this question? Who rides like coattails more? Mojo Rawley, right? Whatever that guy's name is, or Gaz with Dave?
Gaz with Dave. I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact
that dude.
Mojo.
Yeah, that
Mojo
dude got. To,
I don't know, dude. Gaz is going on trips now into Vegas and fucking.
Fair point.
That was the.
It's not a clear cut answer.
Want to talk about boondoggles? Because I know you're big on boondoggles. Gaz being like, oh yeah, I got to go to Vegas because Bud Light wants to do like a best friend
friendship.
Thing. Was like the biggest boondoggle in Barstool history.
I didn't even know he phrased it that way. I thought he was paying.
Biggest boondoggle.
That was
it never gets talked about. Yeah.
No, that's a huge boondoggle. But I mean, I at one point had that conversation like, you're paying your own way.
He played the long con though. Like for the longest time, he did like the bullshit. now he gets to do. Yeah, like, yeah. He was hanging out in Boston with Dave. Now he gets to go to Vegas.
I don't. I guess his life has been pretty sweet for a very long time. Let's not.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
He's the mayor of, like, a bar in Boston.
The biggest snake
in the
world.
We also had, we were talking earlier, I don't, he's, yeah. Well,
yeah.
But whatever. I don't think he paid his own way, by the way. So, just put that.
No, no,
there.
I'm saying it wasn't, like, that didn't go through me. I wasn't, like, put him on, like, the trip or anything.
Right.
I wasn't.
You don't have any other friends.
No, Frankie was going no matter what. LeBron. And just to clarify, again, we said this before. I have a lot of friends. They're all married with kids in Boston. I don't have a lot of friends here, so I take Frankie Borelli with me. LeBron, back in the news, this quote that he had. And by the way, I meant to say, I honestly think if Vince said, hey, Mojo, tell Gronk to be your tag team partner, you guys will be the champions, Gronk would consider being like, I may have to get out of my contract.
I'll retire right now.
LeBron, back in the news, so he got in a pissing contest with Tristan Thompson. After the game, he said he has to do a better job of not showing up his teammates. It's just, like, he's like, I my intentions were correct, just the wrong words came out of my mouth. Like actually, he was meant to say one thing, and something jumped to his brain, he said the other. It's just so, so LeBron. It was good to see someone yelling back at him finally, but very, very LeBron. Yeah, I guess he actually didn't think he did anything wrong because his intentions were right. And
yeah, and that was the ultimate disclaimer. Like, I need to be better. I mean, I was doing the right thing.
Right.
But
And he's also said before lots of times, like, he blames these type of problems on him being too good.
Yeah. It's the classic, I care too much. I try too hard.
I forget how great I am, and it makes the other guys look bad.
Which is actually the most disrespectful thing you can say.
Right. It's all that shit. And to be honest, I guess some of you would be like, Jordan and Jordan rules. But Jordan, it was just always different.
Right, and it's like Kobe. Kobe was a mean motherfucker to his teammates.
There's no apologies like after.
And also, I feel like Kobe, when he would get mad at one of his teammates, he wouldn't make a big show of it. He'd just fucking stare through their soul.
Right.
You are so fucked.
And then I don't think they made a big media thing after it. I don't think it would be
the
disclaimer of I need to be better about
also,
this.
Also, the part that was that's going under the radar disrespectful was he basically like shooed away Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm surprised he didn't bump him too.
Yeah, I know.
LeBron, you know, the Mike Brown bump.
That is a huge difference. Like, if Kobe did it, or even Bird, or all the greats really do it.
It wouldn't really be talked about.
But they don't then say after the fact, like, I meant to say something else. Like, that fucker deserved it. Like, they don't back
down for it. And
then
he'll Instagram story it later tonight.
Yeah, and have some, but, oh, that's, I forgot about the other thing he did. I blogged that on Saturday. I forgot about that.
The We Need More? Yeah.
And he went on this long rant. Now, you're saying that was made up right there.
No, that wasn't made up, but there was a very noticeable difference between the ad and then you trying not to.
Talking louder.
It was like light night and day.
Talking louder. Like, the softer I get,
LeBron
the
gets you going. Yeah, that's fair. What, that's fair.
If I get excitable. And
LeBron and Lisa LeBron. Mattresses. That's
you,
it.
You start gets talking you about LeBron, your voice is gone.
That week.
Just we'll go to the next subject. We can't talk about LeBron.
That we need more, like physicians and teachers and computer techs.
Classic LeBron.
Fuck him.
Computer techs.
Computer techs. What even is that?
What the fuck does that even
LeBron
mean?
LeBron doesn't even know what that is. He's like, ITT tech needs to have more fucking funding.
What goes through his fucking brain when he's like, I'm going to sit down and type out this long thing, how we need more teachers and computer techs and fuck you. He's like, we don't need kids wanting to be pro basketball players. Fuck you.
Yeah.
A&M, these bros. What are they? So Texas A&M, bunch of guys called the A&M baseball game. They had like the number to the bullpen. They said, get somebody up. The bullpen guy's like, he's not in the dugout. Minter, maybe his name. They're like, all right, get him loose. They send Minter from the dugout to the bullpen, and these kids go bananas.
Get Minter up and moving around.
Say that again?
Get Minter up and moving around.
Minter?
Minter.
Minter's in the dugout.
Well, get him down there.
We fucking up!
Is that a warranted reaction for this prank?
I do. I think that was a very good prank. I think to pull that off and to see it go across your TV like that, I think you go bananas.
Yeah.
I think that was
I agree.
One in a zillion shot of actually working. You it go
was
nuts.
The whole, and I think everyone who watched it was like, fuck, I wish I had thought of that prank.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious.
You know what sold it? Get him moving around. It was right. Such like bullpen. Window.
That's how you would talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like that, exactly. Those guys probably pitched.
Get him hot.
Yeah. Read two.
Yeah. Better Call Saul is coming back Monday, April 10th on AMC. It's one of the greatest stories ever told. We're going to finally find out how Mike Ehrmantraut met up with Hector Salamanca, and Nate's just...
What is the Spider Monkey doing?
He says he has breaking news.
McAfee just donated the last $3,000.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So you take your $50,000 in about...
You know, it's not about
the hero. Yeah.
Just kind of just...
We would have gotten it anyway.
It's kind of just backdooring it, like stealing the glory.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know.
If McAfee wants to donate...
I appreciate that.
Yeah, if McAfee wants to donate to the Dave Portnoy McAfee Party Fund... Which
no, that's awesome.
An additional $50,000 on McAfee, I'm fine with that, too.
That's great. That's a good move by McAfee there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have hated him chipping in Saturday with some of that, but whatever.
DP 40 on week. We're going to find out how...
Did you swipe the green card, the Barstool card?
No, this is all DP card. Okay. DP Gaz card.
Does Gaz have a credit card? Do you pay for one of his credit cards?
Why does he need me to pay for his credit card?
I thought maybe he had like a little spending. Yeah, like
credit card.
Yeah, he's got a monthly allowance.
You guys share a bank account?
I thought
again,
it was,
he doesn't need it because he's with me.
Well, I thought it was one of those relationships where you give him a credit card with like $1,000 a month like limit, so he every now and then he can be like, Dave, I'll get dinner tonight. Even though you're paying the card. All right, that was the word. We should probably start that hat over.
Yeah, Better Call Saul is back. Season 3, you're going to find out how Mike Ehrmantraut met Gus Fring. He's one of the best villains of all time. He's back. We got Jimmy McGill slowly becoming Saul Goodman. One of the greatest stories ever told as it all comes together. It's Monday, April 10th on AMC. Better Call Saul Season 3 premiere.
Okay, UConn women. Shocking loss. It's tough to, you know, I don't know where you put these losses in the history of losses, but they were a 20-something point favorite. We looked that up. 111 game win streak. So just a shocking loss.
They got Portnoy'd.
They did get Portnoy'd because I was doing my rant about them. We talked to Oriema's kid on the phone like 2 seconds before they lost. I didn't find out about this till after. I was out and like caught wind of it. I mean, I was stunned. Like, I thought I heard it wrong when they said UConn lost. And not only to lose, but to lose that way, like a last-second shot. You said, which I found surprising, I would have been glued to this game if I was home. Glued.
I was.
Yeah, he said he won it.
I would watch the very end if I found out it was.
Would you say that? No matter what happens, that's the biggest game, March Madness, guys and girls?
I think it's the biggest outcome. I don't think I would enjoy watching that game. I don't care
and
what the stakes are.
And Mississippi State didn't win.
I know.
They didn't beat Finland.
No.
It's tough.
I tried to bet big on them, but
I took the under.
My bookie had a limit, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they always do it on that bullshit. But yeah, it was crazy. I saw a tweet in the first quarter that was like UConn women's down 13. And from that moment on, I was like,
yeah, I think it was
really bad basketball.
That's the thing. I mean, like, I just really don't want to watch that game. I'm interested in the stakes. I agree that it's a big outcome. I would never watch a whole
to end March regulation. Mississippi State has a their point guard was like maybe 4'11".
To end
regulation, she tried to shoot a layup over like a 7-foot.
She's the one who hit the game winner,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it was that kind of basketball back and forth. But yeah, I actually, Dave, I want to know what your thoughts are on this. I think Gino's happy he lost.
No, what? I wouldn't say that.
I think there's a point where the whole is UConn women's basketball bad for like college sports and women's basketball becomes true. If you win 111 games in a row and you have no competition, they had more 60-point wins than wins by single digits.
I don't.
That's absurd. That's not fair.
Yeah.
I think obviously he wants to keep winning, but I think there's a small part of him after that game was like, you know what, this isn't the worst.
Maybe. I think the timing of it, I think he'd probably rather maybe lose in a regular season game than like the Final Four. Also, his reaction was so cocky when he like actually pointed at the other coach, like, come here and shake my hand.
Yeah, right. Like,
just like, dude, good they just
job,
pulled
buddy.
Off the biggest upset of all time. Speaking of upsets, I already said to you, I just want to say again, the Big East not being around kills me. I watched that 30 for 30 for like the 10th time yesterday. It's so good. It was Ewing and Villanova. That's probably the other upset that's the only other college up. And
what?
and Houston and NC State in terms of the biggest like college basketball updates. Mm-hmm. Upsets, excuse me.
George Mason and UConn, remember Rudy Gay's team? That was that was a huge one.
Was that George Mason like 11 or something?
Yeah. And Rudy Gay's like that UConn team was a one seed and they beat him. That was Jim what's his name? Jim Larinaga or whatever, is that his name?
Yeah, who's now in Miami, right?
Yeah.
Jeep guy versus BMW guy. You gotta be friends with one of these guys. Who is it? I'll phrase it that way.
So Sophie's choice right here.
So the BMW guy parks in the double spot move, which you occasionally see fancy cars doing. By the way, tons of empty parking spots in this parking lot. And then the Jeep guy just decides to push the BMW guy back into the spot.
Am I taking crazy pills here? Because I see nothing that the BMW guy did wrong. When you're at a parking, like when you're going to the store and there are a million spots, I'll just fucking pull into a random spot.
I think that
there's
was more
fucking spots everywhere.
I think that was more of a bad parking job than a like I have a BMW, I'm gonna park in the middle.
Like, dude, if you're telling me you've never gone to like a grocery store and it's been wide open and you just fucking wheel into a spot and don't even look twice, if there's so many spots open that it totally doesn't matter, I don't see that as a problem.
Okay, so that.
So the Jeep guy is the worst person in the world, in my opinion.
Okay, so then. Clearly, I think the Jeep guy was thinking, which I thought your point may be correct.
The when Jeep you guy with is BMW, assuming, it comes
Jeep
across
guy is assuming
as
the BMW took two, so no one could park.
I assumed when I saw the wide pan of that lot, there were 30 or 40 open spots.
Yeah.
So the BMW guy the probably reason, was just like, who the fuck cares?
The reason you park in the middle is because there's cars on either side, so nobody can get in
right,
between
right,
you.
Right.
If the whole thing is open, you could just park next to that BMW if you wanted to.
Right.
So it's not even like he like was effectively right. doing the whole park in the middle of the spot thing. But I think when you have the BMW and you do that bad of a parking job, it probably was intentional. As stupid as it was.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I know for a fact I've done that where it's like, who the fuck cares? There's literally no one in this parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, you're I guess.
I don't like the middle
you're
parker.
You're blowing up basically the actual theme of the question because the theme of the question assumes that guy did the move.
Okay, if he did it.
But the move is much more common than hard-o Jeep guy fucking pushing a car. So I don't like that guy, but I certainly hate this dude who thinks he can push cars around.
Right, even assuming that the BMW guy did that deliberately and was like, there's no spots open and he's a total fuck you. He literally just crashed his car into the BMW guy.
You can't go around doing that. That guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
Even just having that Jeep, it looked like a fucking...
Jeep guys have that, to be honest. I didn't think you could just push a car like that.
Right.
Yeah, Jeep guys have a chip on their shoulder, too. They do the whole Jeep wave
guys,
thing.
Jeep guys love being Jeep
Feidelberg
guys.
Loves the Jeep. I hate the Jeep. You're a Jeep guy, right?
I like Jeeps, but Jeep guys. Yeah, Gaz is a Jeep guy. Jeep.
No, there's a difference between a guy who drives a Jeep and a Jeep guy.
Right, totally.
There's a lot of people who drive Jeeps
really
are fine with it, but Jeep guys are the worst.
I still don't know. The physics of that almost makes me think it was set up like...
You just push a car.
You got that Jeep's got to be able to like.
Another showdown for us today. Golf. Two funny golf clips. First,
golf is hot in the streets these days. By the way,
a 7 and 9 year old going to Augusta tomorrow. Mm-hmm. A 7 and 9 year old like champion division. They're interviewing like you're gonna get a lot of girls. You're gonna get a lot of girls now because girls are watching. He's like, no, but my friend Tommy was probably watching. It was really funny.
You think any of those girls in that third grade class are watching you on TV right now?
No, but one of my friends, Tommy, I think is.
And then this caddy, is this from the LPGA as well? It must have
been. I think it was the girl who ended up winning.
Yeah, which, by the way, to win in that fashion and then celebrate, and like, that was pretty fucking
That
cocky.
Was my thought, yeah.
But it's a very funny dad.
I don't know whether I like it or hate it to win in that fashion and then do a ridiculous jump in the water.
It's a villain move, yeah.
Huge villain move. It's like, if you were doing it to be a villain, then I really like it. If you were doing it because you're tone deaf, I think you're an asshole.
I know nothing about the LPGA. They need more villains. Yeah. So God bless them.
Make some waves.
Like, the kid though is so funny because it's like you remember when you were that like when girls didn't even matter.
Yeah.
It's like I'm gonna have sleepovers with my boys for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's like that puberty and you're like, oh shit, I don't like you because there's chicks over
it's
there.
It's a weird question for like. Yeah, a 9 year old to be like, are you gonna get
super
fucked?
Weird.
Are you gonna get your dick sucked now?
Well, he was like, trying to go viral and it actually did, but the other way.
Right. Right.
Tommy. All right, that's a run now. Post show, we're gonna get. What do you? Are you scheduled with Watt?
No. So well, the idea. Yeah. Now we are. Now, I mean, Pat. Shout out Pat McAfee. That's an awesome donation. So yeah, we're gonna do it.
Side note. The ultimate villain move would be just
to not do it.
Still not yeah. do it. Be like, thank you very much.
We were talking about that, and we were also talking about how he would do, like, schedule a bunch of interviews right before.
It should be fair game. You should be able to do whatever you want with him now.
I think it is. And I mean, from my conversations with him, I think he is still cautious, still definitely doesn't like us, but is open to doing this. Like, he's.
Is it just going to be an interview now? Or are you
gonna, no, like, I mean, we're going to make videos video. And stuff. Yeah, we're going to make a little. That's the thing. Like, we have other ideas. We're going to do a little documentary leading up to it. We're going to do a whole thing. It's going to be a very interesting interview because if he can just, like, be a normal person, we're not going to take it easy on him. Like, I saw some people were tweeting me, like, I can't believe you're going to make, you know, you're going to just suck up to him.
There's no reason to now. You just gave him $50,000.
Right. Yeah. It's like, we're not sucking up to him. Like,
also, it would be crazy for him after this whole, after $50,000 to, like, just stonewall you and give you shitty answers.
Right. Like, we're going to ask him, like, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm going to print out that, the Players Tribune when he non-retired from the NFL. And, I'm going to read it to him. Be like, is this real? Like, you actually think this is, like, cool? We're going to do that shit. So, whether he plays game or not, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think he will because
he has to.
The money. It's like you
it's be crazy.
Throw a lot of money to his charity.
If you donate a lot of money to his charity and it stinks, people are going to be like, I wish I didn't donate that money. That's
you should
a really
just
bad
bring
money.
The check and just have it, like,
oh,
every time.
Dave,
like, we're
do I mean, the Happy Gilmore check?
We're going to make the biggest novelty check you've ever seen.
It's but it should be the size of a fucking it should be like truck. Rippable too. So like if he doesn't
every bad
answer it's
like a
yeah, like
rip.
Gong Show or something like
that. Right.
And then we can just take the money.
Yeah, we need that for the DP 40 yeah. plus 2 weeks fund.
Slush fund.
Where's this week?
DP like 40 in 3 weeks.
Now I have a question because I feel like every guy, this is a very relatable moment. They've been in this situation. And this isn't me hating, but when you go on a bachelor party and you come back and then everyone's emailing and texting and like, that was hilarious, like we should all hang out. And then like Thursday comes along and you're like, all right, this is kind of weird. Like, I'm not really friends with these guys. Did it have that vibe when you guys all got together after a week in Vegas?
Like, we're trying to recreate this.
Yeah, right. You're like,
wait, nah.
No. Because everyone's been in that situation.
No,
like,
people
well, that. It's all everybody who uses Dave for his money.
True,
so it's the same
true. Like, so I guess they have to say they're having a good time no matter what.
No, because
it
was
the same every single time, Dave.
This didn't really come about that way. It was like, I was going out Saturday no matter what. Paul and Lewis invited him.
He keeps saying this. He's like, no. All week he was like, Hey, Matty Walsh. Hey, McAfee. You want to get together for an East Coast swing?
Yeah, you did definitely say that.
And then it happened. Yeah. And he's like, but no, it's not like that.
No idea McAfee was coming. None. Zero.
You said this last week, though. You're like, ooh, there's talks of a DP 40 East Coast.
Joke.
Right. It was a joke, and then it happened exactly to a T.
Walsh texted and said he wanted to do it. I didn't think Walsh was serious. I also didn't know Walsh lived in Philadelphia. I don't think so. I'll tell you this. Anytime now I say go out, don't be surprised Matt Walsh.
Yeah,
like, but that's not me trying to put the band back together. That's Matt Walsh looking to go out.
That's Matt Walsh trying to put the band back together.
Yeah. So like I was going out.
So there was none of that feeling? Because there is that. That happens. That's a very relatable feeling.
I wasn't trying to recreate it. I didn't know McAfee or his crew were coming. None of it. None of it. I will say once it was all there.
So it was just going to be you and Gaz?
Me, Gaz, and Lewis. But once I saw it was the exact same. That's when I'm like, oh, Frankie, you got to get here. And then Frankie showed up, like, Field of Dreams from the, I don't know where he came from or how he got there, but he was there 4 minutes after I tweeted that. National title tonight. Who you got?
Woo! I think Gonzaga. I like Gonzaga. I think they play better defense, but that's not kind of a given. And I think that they can, the one thing that UNC does, offensive rebounds, I think Gonzaga can neutralize.
Man, that rebounding the other night was unbelievable.
You know, I felt bad for that kid.
He was just getting bodied.
Man.
There's nothing you can do with
right.
that.
Right. Well,
happening. I mean, you can try to box out better.
He didn't even try to box out.
Yeah.
I think he just had a mental.
But you know,
like,
when you're
mistake.
Just getting pushed around.
But
you saw him when he like kind of like threw up his hands when they got the second rebound. Like, yeah. I don't even know what to do here.
The kid had 40% of the rebounds for his team against guys who are twice his size. Kenny Meeks. That guy's ass just fucking throws bodies.
Phil
around.
Jackson would love that ass.
Yeah. So who you got?
I think I got North Carolina, but I'm certainly not confident. I mean, it's basically
I like
a pick.
Gonzaga. I think. Yeah. I think. And I think Mark Few's a better coach. People have been getting a lot of Roy Williams hate, but
not
UNC
betting.
Should have won that game against Oregon by like double digits.
Well, and if they grabbed the rebound, they were on the verge of having a fucking awful loss.
Right.
I mean, it was that close.
I mean, even grabbing that rebound, the clock, Ryan, it would have been tough. But
right, but you know what I'm saying?
If you're Roy Williams,
down the stretch was not good for UNC either.
At what point do you sit Barry and be like, dude, you're 2 for 15? Yeah. Like, you got to stop shooting.
If I don't bet the game, which at this point is probably unlikely, I would root for Gonzaga. I don't know who won it, but I do. If I bet it, I'm betting North Carolina. So
I mean, it's basically going to be a pickup.
Yeah, it will.
It seems like sharp money's on Gonzaga, but who knows?
All right, that's the rundown.